Leviticus chapter 23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, The festival times of the Lord which you convoke, the holy convocations, these are my festival times. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day it is a Sabbath of Sabbatic observance, a holy convocation. You shall do no work. It is the Lord's Sabbath in all your dwellings. These are the Lord's festival times, the holy convocations which you will convoke at their appointed time. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, it is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month, it is the Lord's festival of the unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days. On the first day you will have a holy convocation. You shall not do any kind of work, and you will offer a fire offering to the Lord for 7 days, and on the seventh day there will be a holy convocation. You shall not do any kind of work. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land which I am giving you, and you reap its harvest, then you will bring the first sheaf of your harvest to the priest, and he will wave the sheaf before the Lord for your acceptance. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest will wave it. And on the day when you wave the sheaf, you will carry out the sacrifice of a lamb without blemish, 1 year old, as a burnt offering to the Lord, and its meal offering, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. A fire offering to the Lord, a sweet fragrance, and its wine libation, 1/4 of a hin. But you will not eat bread or parched corn or fresh grain until this very day, until you have brought the oblation to your God. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations in all your dwelling places. And you will keep count. From the day after the Sabbath, from the day you bring the sheaf for the wave offering, there shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. Up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, you will count 50 days. Then you will offer a new meal offering to the Lord. You will bring from your dwelling places bread for the wave offering, 2 loaves, 2/10 of an ephah. They will be of fine flour. They will be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits for the Lord. And you will offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, 1 year olds, and 1 bull calf of the oxen, and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord with their meal offerings and their libations. It is a fire offering of a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And you will perform the sacrifice of 1 buck of the goats as a sin offering, and 2 1-year-old lambs as a peace sacrifice. And the priest will wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord, with the 2 lambs. They will be holy to the Lord for the priest. And on this same day you will convoke the festival. You will have a holy convocation. You will do no kind of work. It is an age-abiding statute in all your dwelling places for your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you will not completely reap the corners of your field as you reap, and you will not glean gleanings of your harvest. You will leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you will have a high Sabbath, a memorial of trumpet blowing, a holy convocation. You will do no kind of work, and you will offer a fire offering to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Now on the 10th day of this 7th month, it is the day of atonement. You will hold a holy convocation, and you will humble yourselves, and you will offer a fire offering to the Lord. And you will not do any work on this particular day, for it is the day of atonement, to atone for you before the Lord your God. For any person who is not humbled on this particular day will be cut off from his people. And as for any person who does any work on this particular day, I will eradicate that person from the midst of his people. You shall not do any work. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations in all your dwelling places. It is a Sabbath of sabbatic observance for you, and you will humble yourselves. On the ninth day of the month, in the evening, from evening to evening, you will celebrate your Sabbath. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say, On the 15th day of this seventh month, it is the festival of tabernacles, for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there will be a holy convocation. You shall not do any kind of work. For 7 days you will make a fire offering to the Lord. On the eighth day you will hold a holy convocation, and you will offer a fire offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no kind of work. These are the Lord's festival times which you will convoke, holy convocations, to offer a fire offering to the Lord, a burnt offering and a meal offering, a sacrifice and libations, the duty of a day on its day, besides the Lord's Sabbaths, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord. But on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you gather the produce of the land, you will celebrate the Lord's festival for 7 days. On the first day there will be a high Sabbath, and on the eighth day there will be a high Sabbath. And on the first day you will take for yourselves the first fruit growth of a tree of honour, palm branches and a bough of a thick tree, and willows of the stream, and you will rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. And you will celebrate it as a festival to the Lord for 7 days of the year. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations. You will celebrate it in the seventh month. You will dwell in tabernacles for 7 days. Every native in Israel will dwell in tabernacles, so that your generations know that I made the sons of Israel dwell in tabernacles when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses related the festival times of the Lord to the sons of Israel.